In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Our Lord Jesus says, "Truly I say to you, this generation will not pass away until all these things take place." So then what does he mean as he describes the destruction and end of the world? The tribulation of those days, the darkening of the sun and of the moon, the stars falling from the sky and the powers of the heavens being shaken, and the Son of Man appearing in the sky and all the tribes of the earth mourning, and the Son of Man coming on the clouds of the sky with great power and great glory, and the angels of heaven being sent to gather the elect from the four winds, from the four corners of the earth. This generation will not pass away until all these things have taken place. What does this mean? Certainly there are those who try to twist this and try to allegorize, who try to symbolize what our Lord is saying. But the simple fact of the matter, the sun is darkened and the moon does not give its light. As the Son of Man comes upon the power of the clouds of heaven, as he is lifted up from the earth upon the holy cross, that is when the stars fall from the sky and the powers of the heavens will be shaken. When the Creator himself is lifted up in death for the life of the world. On that day, the creation falls into a great confusion. The graves give up their dead because they think that the end itself has indeed come. For the Son of Man is lifted up. So it is, our Lord Jesus says, as it was at the destruction of Jerusalem, first by the Babylonians in 586 BC, as it would be by the Romans in 70 AD, as it would be in his death upon the cross, so it will be when he comes again in glory. The warning for us is to not be afraid. Why is this a warning? Because to be afraid of these things, to be afraid of the end of all things, to be afraid of the coming of our Lord Jesus, is to look to these things apart from faith. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my word will never pass away, Jesus says. The things of this life pass away. They're transient. They're here today and gone tomorrow. Your house, your car, your bank account, and the clothes on your back. They all wear out. They all do not last. But those things which are eternal, the Word of God, holy baptism, holy absolution, and the Holy Communion, these will not be taken away. These things will endure. These things do endure. These are the things in which we must trust. But if we would be like the world, specials on TV, the prophecies of Nostradamus, and figuring out the end of the world, and the Mayan calendar of 2012, and so on and so forth, as every false prophecy, as every false prophet has come and gone for thousands upon thousands of years. If we buy into that, if we forsake the certainty of the Word of God and let our hearts be swayed by the opinions of men, then we are most of all to be pitied. Because what is for us a great and wonderful thing, in Luke's account of this text, which we will hear in Advent, our Lord Jesus says, when you see these things taking place, straighten up and lift up your head and know that your redemption draws nigh. When you see these signs in sun, moon, and stars, do not be afraid. Do not see them as warning, foreboding signs, as the world does. Because that is to live without faith. To live as those who do not believe the Word of God. Remember what we heard in the Gospel Sunday morning. That when our Lord Jesus came to Jairus' house, Jairus had full faith and assurance in the Word and in the power and in the presence and in the touch of the Lord Jesus. But those who had been hired to mourn and lament and wail for his daughter, they laughed when Jesus said that she was not dead but only sleeping. And so he cast them out of the house, took her by the hand, and raised her up to new and everlasting life. Let us not be like those professional mourners, come to put on a show, come to put on mourning and lamentation and wailing, as though that's the only way that we can be remembered when we die. Whoever gets the loudest noise made clearly was loved the most. No, not at all. The one who was loved the most is the one who is washed in the blood and water flowing from the side of Jesus Christ. The one who is loved the most is the one who is bidden to his altar with the words, "Come, take and eat, take and drink." The one who is loved the most is the one who hears those words, "Go in peace, your sins are forgiven." And those are simple words. But those are words from the mouth of Jesus himself. Words that endure. Words that will not be overcome. Words that will not be proved false. But words which we must cling to. Words which we must hold fast to. Words which give us life. Because Jesus himself is life incarnate. We hear these texts at the end of the church year and at the beginning of Advent. And let us not be afraid. Let us not hear and see sensational headlines and think that we have somehow been forgotten, that we have somehow been abandoned. Far from it. We are the baptized. We are the church. We are those for whom Jesus has given his life, those for whom he went to the cross, for whom the powers of the heavens were shaken, for whom the sun and moon were darkened as they hid their face at the death of their Creator. That in his death, that by his death, that in and by the shedding of his blood and the offering up of his body as a holy and perfect sacrifice to his Father, we would have life everlasting. That we would never have to hide our faces from God ever again. That we would never have to resort to sowing fig leaves or hiding behind trees as did our first parents. No. Because the Son of Man has come on the clouds of the sky with power and great glory. He has sent forth his angels. And when he comes again in glory, and the trumpet blast is heard, we shall not be afraid, we shall not be frightened, but we will cry out with a great song of rejoicing, "Te Deum laudamus," "Come, Lord Jesus, come quickly." For this world, with its suffering, with its brokenness, with its dying, will be at an end. And we will be received by Jesus into life everlasting, our own bodies glorified and perfected like unto his own. Because this is what he has promised us. This is what he has declared to us in his word. This is the promise he makes to us in holy baptism. And this is the promise he confirms again and again as we eat his body and drink his blood. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will never pass away. Straighten up, lift up your head, and look, for your redemption, your salvation, your Savior draws nigh. Even so, come, Lord Jesus, come quickly. In Jesus' name,
Amen.